Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I guess it's just something now that we're going to talk about. 30% of the American people think the country's on the right track. So no worries, folks. Everything seems to be fine. All the things you're hearing about, it's not relevant. It's just a bunch of messaging trying to throw you off the track that things are not going well for our country right now. And I think, generally speaking, the resiliency of the American people, that's always there. You know, our looking to the future, that's always there. But things aren't going as well as they should be. And Rasmussen Reports, a poll, my friends, says that some 30% of the American people believe that we're headed in the right direction. And I got to tell you, that's a little concerning to me. I'm sure that it's concerning to you as well. Also, a majority of Americans feel the U.S. economy is already in a recession. And so, again, Bidenomics, is it working? That's a good question. I think we know the answer to that. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show. We're already starting just to rocket through this week, aren't we? Things are just going really fast. The Monday edition was here, the Tuesday edition, and now with the Wednesday edition already upon us, it just tells me one thing, and that is I better get cracking on my Christmas shopping, that's for sure. But here, and I've told you I would give you an update, I've actually have purchased gifts already, so I'm already ahead of my schedule from last year, so I'm going to say that's a personal best for this year, and I'm going to keep going, and I hope that you do too. Folks, once again, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. That we'll receive here during the broadcast and hopefully be able to talk about it or discuss it as needed. So that's just another way for you to communicate with us here at the program. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com and click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. Well, yes, it is very concerning, is it not, that we do see that so little of the American people believe that the U.S. is headed in the right direction. Again, this comes from Rasmussen. And I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised by that at all, given not just the economic situation, but the notion that even when we look at what's happening in foreign policy in the Middle East, all these different things that are going on just seems like nothing is on track. And yet, evidently, the Biden administration is being lauded as, you know, the adults in the room, the people who have set this country back on the right track, people who have set this country back on the path to rebuilding our international stature. I mean, these are things that are actually being said. And, I hear these things, and it absolutely just boggles my mind that this is something that we would accept and generally agree with, and it's just not happening. But on the program today, we are going to hear some very interesting audio clips having to do with what the Biden administration is all about And then, of course, especially where the idea of the impeachment inquiry is concerned, because that's also coming up as we go through this week. There may be a House vote on it. We understand there should be a House vote on the inquiry and so forth. But it's interesting to me that, once again, the messaging is going to be, no, Joe Biden is a good, upstanding guy. There's nothing there. And the Republicans have done nothing but simply, you know, prove that Biden has done nothing wrong. This is actually, these are things that are actually being said. In fact, I think we have one of these here already. This is Representative James McGovern, Democrat of Massachusetts, going against the impeachment inquiry about President Biden. Let's hear what he had to say, because we do have a great, great refutation, a great comeback to this. So let's hear what Representative McGovern has to say.
It's unclear to me whether Republicans are so full of it that they actually believe this stuff, or it's all for show. But either way, I find it to be so awful and just really offensive and, quite frankly, rotten. And after 10 months of digging and tens of thousands of pages of documents, all Republicans have proven is that President Biden did nothing wrong. But they don't care that they've found no evidence, because for them, this is all just about weaponizing and abusing the impeachment process in order to hurt President Biden.
And so we're going to leave it there with the representative. But he also, in this, the totality of his remarks, talked about, well, you know, everybody knows President Biden upholds the law, and we all know that Donald Trump is a criminal and this kind of thing. So they're setting up that dichotomy because they really don't have anything else to do. And this very same representative called the impeachment inquiry the sham. It's an extreme political stunt. And they really are trying to just, you know, run everything up the flagpole here as best as they can to try to create some confusion and also to create, again, this dichotomy that, again, Biden good, Trump bad. And why are they doing this? Because they also see the polls. They understand that many, in fact, because part of our refutation of this, which we're going to do right after we come back from the break, includes Representative Chip Roy and also Jonathan Turley, who was, they tried to put on the spot a few weeks ago to say, oh, you'd vote no about this today. Well, I would, because they're looking for evidence. But there's no evidence. Yes, but there are good allegations and good evidence for these allegations. That's why we have to do an investigation. And it's like, well, we just don't get it. Why would you even say that? It is comical if it wasn't so serious, folks. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Oh, Kyle Warren with you. I like this one very much. In fact, it feels like when you hear this song starting up at the right when the holidays start up, that it all of a sudden it's like, okay, yeah, okay, it's the holiday season. You know, it's like this song for me kind of kicks it off when you hear it on the radio and so forth. It's just got a cool sound to it, and that's Burl Ives, right? That's the Wayback Machine, Burl Ives. All right, once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning, if you have an opinion, or if you have a comment or a question. And we do love to hear from you, 949-822-7959. And whatever you're doing out there this morning, if you're driving a big rig, if you're trucking across the country, if you're traveling across the country, if you're working the shift in the overnights, we're glad to be right there along with you, and we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us. And also, welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and, of course, also everybody listening there on AM 930 in Sarasota, and then also, of course, along the GCN network, all of the great AM and FM radio affiliates, and this is, of course, distributed out by GCN. So good morning to everybody at GCN as well, and it's hard to believe that we're already midway, just about, in December. This whole thing is just sneaking up, and it's really, the whole year has gone fast, but here's what I'm hearing from people in my sort of my daily travels. A lot of people are kind of ready for the new year to start. They really are. Just various things going on this year, and I completely understand where they're coming from. And January is always a cool time because, again, it is that sense of starting back over, sort of renewal, and sort of getting down to the things that you want to accomplish, because it's all just a brand new start. And, of course, the ball drops in Times Square, and we're off and running. And I really hope that 2024 is going to be a good year. It's the election year, of course. That in and of itself is going to be a major, major consideration. We have a lot at stake. You know, it sounds cliche. It's the most important election we'd ever have. And that's really true. It's actually more true now than it even was in 2016 or even 2020. Because in 2016, the American people said, okay, well, we will try something different here. We're going to do something different. And then in 2020, of course, everything kind of fell over. And now we've got the Biden administration that has literally, almost single-handedly, torn down so much of the expectations and the stability, not only for our own outlook here in this country, but for the world as well. I think you have powers that be in Moscow and Beijing and even other places, Tehran, for example, deciding that they can maybe sort of do what they want without massive consequences. But here's the thing, of course, and when you talk about Tehran, Tehran decided that, well, you know, we've been training these Hamas terrorists for a couple of years. We're completely supporting them. And now, October 7th, that's the target date where they're going to go across the border and commit these atrocities. But Israel, of course, is responding in such a massive way. And we'll talk about that as we go through the program. I'm just mentioning it here in passing, just again, to sort of set the stage of what's going on throughout this year and throughout this administration. And 2024 gives us that opportunity to make a massive change, right? It gives us an opportunity to bring people along with that change. It gives us the opportunity to take that 30% of people who think the country's headed in the right direction. Again, this from Rasmussen reports that we mentioned in the first segment. 30% of the American people believe that the country's going in the right direction. So this is our opportunity, my friends. This is the time to be able to bring people over to our point of view, talk about, and by the way, it's almost there every single day, isn't it, within our society. Turn on the news. But what's going on at these college campuses, but even more so these the congressional testimony that some of these university presidents gave, it, where it just boggles your mind that you can't answer the question, is calling for the genocide of the Jews, does that violate your standards and practices, your campus rules? And it would never depend. It just would never depend, because we'd never call for the extinction of any group that seems to be evil. And you can't give evil safe harbor, right? And really almost any aspect of your life, you can't give evil safe harbor, because evil will never be happy with the harbor that you put it in, right? It's always going to want to expand out from there. And unfortunately, I know all of us have a way of understanding that and saying, yeah, that's that's really true, you know. And so we definitely have to be able to root it out from wherever it is, especially in our society at large. And it pains me as well. I'll just say this real quick, because I want to move on, get back to what we're talking about with what these representatives were saying. But it pains me greatly to see so many of these young people somehow not just being influenced, but sort of getting on that bandwagon that says, you know, hey, we're going after Israel. We're going to really go after the Jews. And that, my friends, seems to be like, you know, we're going backwards now, whereas we should be going into a brighter future. And that is very, very troubling indeed. Okay, so in the first segment, we heard from Representative James McGovern talking about the impeachment process. Do Republicans really believe this stuff, or is it just all for show? Then we talked about, of course, the idea that he put out there Well, you know, all the Republicans have done is just proven that Joe Biden has done nothing wrong. Well, let's listen in to Representative Chip Roy talking about the impeachment, or talking about the actions and the things that we're learning about the Bidens in general, and how this applies to the idea of having the impeachment inquiry. Let's listen in.
The old lady yields back. Is there further discussion or debate on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
This is Chip Roy. Yeah.
I'm not going to dwell on it in the interest of time. I do want to note there is significant indication that has been referenced by my colleagues on the other side of the aisle that there's no backing by the American people. AP poll, 65-68% of United States adults believe that President Biden is engaged in illegal or unethical but not illegal conduct. 35% say illegal, 33% say unethical but not illegal. That's all while we're going through the hearings and looking at the conduct that we see before us. So there is a significant amount, and not just Republicans, significant amount of independents, some Democrats, who believe that the president, as vice president, as private citizen, has engaged in conduct that is deserving of looking into it. To answer the gentleman's question, the question before us, I think, is whether President Biden used his office for his personal gain or his family's gain, whether there was influence peddling involved, whether there was international dollars flowing to the president as vice president or as private sector, private citizen after leaving the office of the vice presidency. And we have an obligation to follow those dollars. That's point one. Point two is whether or not the vice president then lied about said behavior, repeatedly saying, I never talked business with anybody. With respect to his son's business dealings, we have ample evidence on the record indicating that there was, in fact, presence by the president when he was the vice president at business dealings of Hunter and knew full well that that kind of behavior was ongoing. Thirdly, and importantly, is whether or not there's been rampant obstruction by virtue of what we've seen out of the Department of Justice with the orders going down to say that you're going to say that this is, you know, under investigation, that you're not going to answer those questions. What exactly happened, by the way, with Weiss cutting the sweetheart deal? Suddenly the judge says, no, that's a bad deal. Suddenly then there's going to be actual real indictments that followed from that in September and then notably last week.
Okay, we'll stop right there just because we're going to bump up to the break here. But you see where Chip Roy, Representative Chip Roy, is going with this. So let's compare that to what Representative McGovern was saying. All they've done is proven Joe Biden's done nothing wrong. Well, gee whiz, if you've got the messages that say, yeah, I'm sitting here with my father and he's going to not be happy and there's going to be some serious consequences if the thing isn't done when we tell you to do the thing. And I got to tell you, that's getting pretty serious, isn't it? When we come back, folks, we've got even more reputation of this, plus much more in taking your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Stay right there.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update.
The United Nations has called for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. On Tuesday, the General Assembly passed the resolution with a two-thirds majority. However, both proposed amendments to the ceasefire presented by the U.S. and Austria were unsuccessful. The U.S. has expressed support for a pause in fighting, but opposes a ceasefire that might enable Hamas to plan another attack on Israel.
Harvard's governing board has decided to retain Claudine Gay as the university's president following her testimony on campus anti-Semitism before a congressional committee. It's Taylor Swift's world.
Taylor Swift has donated $1 million to the Tennessee Emergency Response Fund at the Community Foundation of Middle Tennessee. She did attend high school in one of the counties that was hit by a string of tornadoes that left at least six people dead.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Made in America.
You're listening
to Kyle Warren. So it turns out, according to a new study, that when President Trump left office, the average monthly mortgage payment was $1,787. By the way, isn't that the year of the Constitutional Convention, by the way? But $1,787, this according to Breitbart. Guess what it is now? The average monthly mortgage payment in Joe Biden's America. It has now gone from $1,787 to $3,322. And I don't know what year that will be like, can we make it to that year if Bidenomics gets another 4 years? That's a good question, my friends. Welcome back to the show. Of course, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Now, when we last left our heroes, ladies and gentlemen, Representative Chip Reed was talking about the different things that they're looking into about Joe Biden. So let's hear some of the just concluding remarks he has. And then we've also got a great clip of Jonathan Turley talking about the inquiry threshold itself. So who do we believe here? Are we going to believe Representative McGovern from Massachusetts, who's saying, oh, no, I mean, that all the Republicans have done is simply proven that Joe Biden did nothing wrong? Or are we going to say, well, maybe we do need to follow some of these pathways? Heck, Isn't that what, you know, part of the justification is for going after Donald Trump with the fervor that these prosecutors are going down? Well, we got to find out where this goes. I mean, that would be one of the arguments other than elect me, right? Letitia James, right? Elect me and I will go get Donald Trump. Now, this just a foregone conclusion. We'll just prosecute him. It will be a you-know-what in the you-know-what, right? That's what was said, if I recall correctly. So, I mean, it's just sometimes it's very rich, isn't it? It's very rich. Let's listen in again here to Representative Chip Roy of the great state of Texas.
Indictments that followed from that in September and then notably last week, following those dollars, looking to see what exactly happened. I've got double pages here of all of the ways in which the Department of Justice has breached standard protocol, allowing the statute of limitations, very quite likely purposely, allowing the statute of limitations to lapse on tax problems for 2014 and 2015, very specifically because that was most likely to be tied to the time at which Vice President Biden was involved.
Very interesting stuff, isn't it? And again, so either you just have to go with the flow, right? Or go with the flow in the sense that, well, you know, and we're not playing everything from Representative McGovern, but, you know, Joe Biden's a good dad and all this other kind of stuff. And so we just got to go with the flow that it's all fine and we should be derelict in our duty to actually follow the information, to follow the dollars, as Chip Roy is saying. So we just, you know, in our country, we should just be derelict in our duty. No big deal. Why? Because, well, it's Joe Biden. And he's been in, almost, you know what? I almost said been in business for 50 years. Been in politics. But it's also kind of been a business, hasn't it? Right? So he's been in the political business and making business, evidently, out of this, from what we can tell so far, for some 50 years. So that should be fine. Nothing to see here, folks. It's all good. That's what we're supposed to believe. Now, just not all that long ago, Ro Khanna, Representative Ro Khanna, of course, from my state here in California, was questioning Jonathan Turley, you know, almost treating him like a hostile witness, or at the very least kind of being a little hostile. When talking to Jonathan Turley, again, George Washington University law professor, constitutional scholar, and actually a very astute thinker. I really do appreciate Jonathan Turley so much in the same vein as Alan Dershowitz, because you have, at least in those two men, and in this case because we're talking specifically about Jonathan Turley, and I think this applies to Dershowitz, but they have a love of the Constitution. And sometimes the answer you get back from the Constitution doesn't necessarily agree with a political agenda. But that's why the Constitution is there. That's why it was set up the way that it was. That's why we have a Supreme Court. These kinds of things are designed, and that's the key word, designed, to make sure that our republic stays stable. But where have we gotten to now? I'll just say this briefly. Where have we gotten to now? Well, if you don't like the Supreme Court, you don't like a Supreme Court decision, you don't have to argue the law. You don't have to argue the law at all. All you have to do is you have to be very noisy. And you have to try to go outside of the Supreme Court justices' homes and you have to say, you didn't vote the way I wanted you to vote. Because your vote didn't agree with my political agenda. But if it agrees with the law, that's what should matter. And when we take away the integrity of our republic and the citizens in it, and we take away the integrity that there's a final word, that there is a structure to our society and to our republic, well, then it's just as if an enemy came in and knocked it all down. I'm not being negative. I'm always very optimistic about these kinds of things because in the realm of argument, in the realm of persuasion, in the realm of clear thought, that's where America really shines. And as a corollary to that, sometimes you have adversaries
who don't care about that kind of stuff, and they come against us militarily, and guess what we do then? Well, we have to go and go after those, like in World War II and so forth, and all these different conflicts. We have to rely on our great military, right, to save the day and to preserve our ability to have thought and persuasion and argument and moving our republic forward. So it's really kind of a beautiful system when you look at it like that, right? It's really, this is something that the earth doesn't really know about until the modern era, right? Because it's always been slanted towards tyranny. And we don't want that in this country, whether it be a tyranny of the majority or a tyranny of some tin pot dictator, right? But let's listen to Ro Khanna trying to give Jonathan Turley the business on this kind of thing, trying to pin him down. Oh, you wouldn't vote for this today, would you? Well, it's kind of self-explanatory. Let's listen in.
Can you explain to the committee and the country why you believe that the current evidence does not support the articles of impeachment today?
Well, at the moment, these are allegations, and there is some credible evidence there that is the basis of the allegations.
But I understand that, and I'm not questioning that. I'm questioning what you don't think today, if you were going to vote, if this was the case, you would vote no, correct?
On this evidence, certainly, because the inquiry...
Okay, and my question is, if someone said to you, okay, Mr. Turley, why are you voting not to impeach President Biden based on this evidence, where do you think the evidence is lacking? Where does it not rise to the level where... you think it needs to be? What are the places that you think is
okay,
missing?
Stop right there. I got to tell you, Ro Khanna sounds like he's asking a professor, of which Jonathan Turley really is, right? He's really a law professor. It's like you're asking the professor a question. And it's like, yeah, everybody else in this class, they are going to absolutely think that I'm the smartest kid in here because I'm asking this question with like a lot of words and stuff, and it just doesn't pass muster. Let's listen to Jonathan Turley.
Well, I said in my testimony that the key here that the committee has to drill down on is whether they can establish a linkage with the influence peddling, which is a form of corruption, and the president, whether he had knowledge, whether he participated, whether he encouraged it. We simply don't know, and we don't even know if this was an illusion or not. But you can't find the answers to that. I mean, the back end of these financial transactions, which I have read is where the committee's going, may shed light on that. But without that type of nexus, then no, I don't.
And currently it's your testimony that nexus has not been established, correct?
No, I think that's the purpose of the inquiry. Yes, that's correct.
Would you agree with have you read Ken Buck's op-ed in the Washington Post, where he basically was one of the Republicans, which is why I think it would be a lopsided vote against an inquiry, saying that evidence doesn't exist?
I did, and I respect members of both parties that, you know, can stand alone. He has his reasons for that. I personally think that the threshold for an inquiry has been surpassed.
So there you have it. Yeah. Well, but you wouldn't vote for that today, would you? Because it's just not right. Well, because we have to have the investigation, sir. Right? Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Connect with you and to let you know what's happening out there around the highways and byways. It's what we call our Trucker Traveler Report, as you know. And each morning we take a look at what's happening with the weather. If you're new to the program, here in hour number one and hour number two, we take a look at the weather maps a little before the top of the hour, of course, before we head to our top of the hour news. And we let you know what's happening out there so you get an idea. But we also play a song. And it's typically a song designed to rev you up, keep you going, make sure you're going through the overnights, through the AM in America. And that's one of our great jobs and one of our great privileges to be able to do. And, of course, we've been hitting the Christmas theme here. We've got some great requests as well. We've got more coming on that. This morning, though, we're going to start off with a little sort of Christmas song. And this is actually kind of cool. It goes back a little bit as well, but it's George Thorogood and the Destroyers' Rock and Roll Christmas.
Hey, man, what are you doing? Hey, man, how you doing? Christmas. Hey, what are you going to do? I'm going to have a rock and roll Christmas. Rock and roll Christmas. What's that? I'm going to make a show. I got a rock and roll Christmas.
great ones, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. On this Wednesday morning, folks, we're a little bit of rock and roll Christmas for you. And, yeah, that's sounds pretty cool. And yeah, well, I hope that we do have a rock and roll Christmas. I think we're due for one. And, again, a little bit of George Thorogood and the Destroyers. George Thorogood, of course, an amazing guitarist, amazing musician, iconic sounds that he was able to bring out of that guitar. And, of course, you know, Bad to the Bone became synonymous, right, with Christine, right, the car in the movie, the Stephen King movie from the book. But, George Thorogood, a great guy from all accounts. And we're glad to hear his music here this morning on the program. Okay, let's see here. Let's take a look at what's going on out there around the highways and byways of the country. We're going to start off this morning in Seattle, Washington. And good morning to listener Joan there, who sent us a real nice message here just a few days ago by direct message, simply by going to KyleWarrenShow.com, clicking on Send Kyle a Direct Message. Well, listener Joan, you probably got some dense fog. At least there's a dense fog advisory going on right now in the greater Seattle area. This is going to go south through Tacoma, down Interstate 5, just a little north of Longview. So if you're trucking through that area, folks, just be really careful. We've got another dense fog advisory. This is going to now be east of Portland, and it doesn't look like it's impacting the interstate, at least to where they're given this advisory, the main interstate. But if you're in Morrow, if you're in Condon, Heppner, down towards Fossil, you've got this happening. And then down towards Bend, Oregon, patchy dense fog has developed, we understand, along the U.S. 97 corridor in that area. So just be aware of that. Be careful. And because obviously going through fog is all kinds of problems. Salt Lake City, our friends there have a wind advisory at this hour this morning. Freezing fog advisory for our friends in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And then it looks like that's going to turn into a winter weather advisory down through Fort Collins and Denver. A little bit south of Denver there. Of course, listener Aaron there. And Frank also in Denver. We've heard from Frank as well before. And we appreciate everybody who calls in and is part of the program. We appreciate you, too, if you're listening and so forth and spending time with us this morning. It's really, really great to have you with us. Looks like there could be some freezing drizzle and fog in terms of what this weather advisory is talking about until at least noon Mountain Time on Wednesday. So as we go through the early morning hours here, be aware of that. Winter weather advisory is down further south in Colorado. This is going to include Durango, Creed, Alamosa. Winter storm warning near Trinidad. Again, this coming down Interstate 25 down into northern New Mexico, where it continues to be a winter storm warning over towards Santa Fe and over towards Mosquero as well. So be aware of that. And then coming out of Albuquerque, if you're heading east out of Albuquerque, you're heading along I-40, you've got a winter weather advisory there just east out of Albuquerque this morning. Winter storm watch in the northern part of Texas. And I bring that up because as we take a look at the precipitation map, it's going to start up around Beaver, Oklahoma, and then it's going to head on down into parts of northern Texas and kind of go on through this area called place called Pampa or Pampa, and then near Amarillo as well. And again, this along I-40, but it's going to go south of there as well, down towards Plainview. And our friends in Lubbock this morning, you definitely have lots and lots of rain on the radar map right now. If you're near Colorado City, Texas, and Big Spring, and you're heading across the their I-20, you've got rain coming across just pretty much between those two areas there. South of Houston, this is going to be near just south of Bay City. That it looks like you've got rain coming on the coast there in Texas, so be aware of that. Then as we round out some of our other alerts this morning, we'll take a look here. It looks like, let's see, up in... up in the UP. We've got a gale warning coming off of, coming towards, it looks like, Marquette, Michigan up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, so be aware of that. Winter weather advisory in eastern New York near Utica, Martinsburg, Watertown, and Adams Center. Be aware of that. Now, in terms of what we're going to be seeing in the later part of the week and into the weekend, according to AccuWeather, it looks like Florida's Atlantic coast the East Coast in general could have some issues going on there. And then it looks like this upcoming weather pattern, of course, is going to really add to the annual totals of moisture that we get. That's the word I'm looking for. Raindrops. Raindrops. And, of course, Florida, the Atlantic coast, it looks like it's going to be getting pretty wet as well. So you want to be aware of these things, and you definitely want to be prepared for that. So watch your local weather and be prepared and be ready for that. We're going to have more next hour. We'll see if things change in terms of what we're seeing on the precipitation and so forth in these advisories. And that's what we do, of course, here on the program. So once again, folks, we love to play these great songs. And typically we've got, some classic rock, or we have other songs that kind of move you and keep you going. And what we like to do as well is hear from you. If you have a request of a song that you'd like to hear in the Trucker Traveler Report, head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com and click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. Now, folks, we're going to head up to the top of the hour right now. You'll hear your top of the hour news, and you'll get the headlines. We'll pay a couple of bills. And when we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about, and taking your telephone calls, too, at 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you as we're heading towards the holidays, folks.
Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.